This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've talked about the cost of inputs in the past, and no matter the prices of one input that may be going down, there'll be a higher input somewhere else. We've seen fertilizer price spikes and retreats after the pandemic exposed supply chain issues. However, one input cost is still high, and that's diesel fuel. We talk about it next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The price and supplies of diesel have not been great since the pandemic eased. Demand remains high, especially in the ag sector, and so do prices. Erin Rogge is Senior Product Manager for CHS Refined Fuels, and she says farmers need to be strategizing for the future.
I don't think anybody is a stranger to what's going on with diesel fuel right now. The markets are tight, and supply is tight. And then, you know, really, as we look into the foreseeable future, they're going to remain so. A lot of the reasons for that is the fact that we had several refineries, major refineries in the country, go offline during COVID, and they just haven't come back online, and they're not producing diesel fuel. Secondary reason is there are some refineries that have converted over to renewable diesel, and once you go to that, you can't really go back. And so overall, that's impacting diesel fuel supply across the United States. Really good news is CHS owns two refineries, and we get up every day working as hard as we can to maximize every gallon of diesel that we're getting out of those two assets. So we're solely focused on providing our farmers and their operations the diesel fuel that they need to get the job done.
Farmers are always in strong demand for diesel fuel, but they have competition.
They are always going to need diesel fuel. And we look out into the future, we look out and see that diesel fuel demand isn't going to drop anytime soon. It's what's required to run the equipment that run our farms and, again, feed the world. We just want to ensure that we're maximizing our opportunities to provide them the product that they need.
Farmers are encouraged to make strategic plans now so they're ready for the spring planting season.
It's how do you optimize your purchasing? One of the best ways you can do that is by investing now in a high-quality premium diesel fuel, such as Senex Premium Diesel, Ruby Fieldmaster. We highly encourage folks to check that out. Main reason is that it's going to extend the life of not only the fuel, but the life of your equipment, right? So it's going to protect your fuel purchasing and the equipment components, but it's also going to maximize the efficiency of your operation. And so I think the silver lining to this entire story is it's within the farmer's control to make those decisions that will best help them navigate some of these supply challenges we're seeing.
But as always, agriculture is working towards more sustainable fuel options, but that's just the nature of the business.
What we see down the path is a further need specifically to reduce emissions. The cleaner you keep your fuel, the cleaner you keep the combustion process, the further you reduce emissions. So we are already moving in that direction. And the best part of all of this that I just said is the fact that it's going to provide better fuel economy and more power to our farmers.
For more on this story, plus all of our other content, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.